encounter spiritual reality in the way that the shepherds did, in the way that those children remembered in that event. And I want to suggest that there are four parts of the body that we need to use from that bit of the reading in Luke. Four different parts we need to use to encounter spiritual reality. The first is our eyes. Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing which the angel has told us about. After the angel Ken went safely back down the pulpit steps, I said to the children, would you like to go and see the stable? They said yes. They ripped off their tea towels and they hurried off, just as we hear in the reading that the shepherds hurried off to the stable because they wanted to see for themselves. Now, Professor Dawkins says that Christians believe faith is not based on evidence. He says that Christians believe in spite of the facts. I have to tell you, he could not be more wrong, because Christianity is based on evidence. It's based on looking at the evidence and using our eyes. There's a story of a Christian who was once speaking in public, and a heckler said to him, have you ever seen God? And he said, no, but if I'd been on time, I would have done. Because Christianity believes that God has visited our planet. And if you want to know him and meet him, then that's where you have to go. Christianity has a very specific historical address. As Monty Python's Life of Brian says, Judea, AD 33, tea time. That's where you have to go. That's how to know God. So if you want to encounter spiritual reality, you have to use your eyes and look at the evidence. And for us, that means reading a gospel, because Luke says, I have spoken to the eyewitnesses. So take one of these. They're free. They're at the back. Do pick one up and look for yourself. Use your eyes. Check it out. Then the second part of the body we have to use, if we're going to encounter spiritual reality, is our brain. The most complex object in the universe. You've got one. Mary, it says, pondered these things. She pondered them. And that word, the original word, means to consider, to reflect, and to draw conclusions about. In other words, to really think. You not only have to look hard at the evidence, you have to think hard about it using your brain. Mary pondered. How can this be? She said. Christianity will make you think more than anything else you ever encounter. And most of the time Jesus speaks in the Gospels, he is asking questions or answering questions. We always say St. Michael's is a great place to not be sure, to wonder, to ask questions. Because if Christianity is true, then it has nothing to fear from the hardest question. In fact, asking those hard questions will lead you to the truth. So if we want to encounter spiritual reality, we have to use our eyes and look at the evidence. We have to use our brain and think about it. And then we have to use another part of the body, which, believe it or not, is even more important than our eyes and our brain. Mary, it says, treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. She pondered them in her heart. And the heart in the Bible is a picture or a metaphor for the center of who we are, the control center of the personality. Your heart is who you are. It's the place where you make your core commitments, your deepest loves, and your foundational hopes. The heart is at the center of your life. If your heart stops working, you die. When the shepherds came and saw Jesus, they didn't just think, oh, that's a lovely baby. How interesting. What an unusual place in a manger. No, they were filled with wonder and amazement. We know that because it says in verse 18 that everyone they told about it was amazed at the things that the shepherds said. And then it says in verse 20, they glorified God. In other words, they said, this is something truly wonderful. It's a treasure. This is the most precious thing in my life. Just like Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. So, of course, the brain is important. Thinking, arguments, and beliefs are very important. But actually, ultimately, we are, listen to this, we are what we adore. We are what we adore. The things that you adore shape you and make you who you are. At the end, we will sing, O come, let us adore him. Christ by highest heaven, not admired or respected, but adored. I want to suggest that sometime this Christmas, when Wallace and Gromit is not on, that you take 5 minutes and just find a place where you can be quiet and think, what do I adore? And how is that shaping me? Because you can be sure that the things that you adore are shaping you at the very center of your life. And if you don't engage the heart, you'll always be looking in from the outside. You'll never really understand what is at the heart of Christmas. So we need to encounter spirituality. We need to use our eyes, we need to use our brain, and we need to use our hearts. There's one more to go. See if you can work it out from verse 17. And I've got a Brussels sprout here for the first person to get this. Okay, verse 17. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what they'd been told about this child. Zoe? That's not a part of the body. Lou, you're an adult, but you can have, it is a chocolate Brussels sprout. They spread the word concerning what they've been told. Verse 20, the shepherds return glorifying and praising God. You see, once they'd seen and understood, they couldn't keep quiet, could they? They had to speak. They had to use their mouths. That's how you could tell if you have encountered spiritual reality. You have to speak it out. C.S. Lewis said, all enjoyment spontaneously overflows into praise. We were made to praise. When you see a great film or a great football match, you can't keep it to yourself. You have to tell him. If you see the new Star Wars film, it's fantastic. We have to speak it out. Well, how much more when we encounter God, the author of all good things? To start to praise God, C.S. Lewis said, is to be awake, simply to be awake, to have entered the real world. And so to join with the angels and say glory to God in the highest is to be fully ourselves. We were made to praise. The angel says, I bring you good news of great joy for all the people. Joy is what we're made for, and joy demands that we speak it out and share it, and everything else will be shallow and empty, even the best Christmas, compared to what we encounter when we really meet spiritual reality and we meet God. So we have to open our eyes to look at the evidence. We have to use our brains to think about it. We have to use our hearts to adore. And when we do that, we will know because we speak, because we cannot help speaking and glorifying God and saying, this is wonderful. This is what I was made for. So as you go, please remember where it starts. It starts with your eyes. It starts with looking at the evidence. So take one of these and take it home and read it. And you might just encounter the thing that you were made for. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Amen.
We're going to stand and sing our next carol, the First Noel, and during this carol an offering